This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees at Motihari in East Champaran district of Bihar in a short while from now. The development projects are related to rail, road, rural development, fisheries, electronics and information technology sectors. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will launch the state-of-the-art and affordable Amrit Bharat Express train service. He will also flag off other Amrit Bharat Express trains connecting major cities of Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. The Prime Minister will inaugurate newly constructed software technology parks in Darbhanga and Patna. The Prime Minister will also provide financial assistance to more than 61,000 self-help groups under the Deen Dayal Antyodaya National Rural Livelihood Mission. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, Mr. Modi will facilitate Grih Pravesh ceremonies for more than 12,000 beneficiaries and disburse over 160 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer. With Dharmendra Kumar's report from Motihari, this is Ashish P. Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Later in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees at Durgapur in West Bengal. A report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone for Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited City Gas Distribution Project in Bakura and Purulia district of West Bengal. He will also dedicate to the nation the doubling of Purulia Kotshila rail line of length 36 km in Purulia. It will improve rail connectivity between industries from Jamshedpur, Bokaro and Dhanbad with Rachi and Kolkata and efficient movement of goods train. Prime Minister will inaugurate two road overbridges constructed under Chetu Bhartam program at Topshia and Pandaveshwar in Pashchim Bardhwan. With Abhiru Bhattacharji from Durgapur, this is Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
India has hailed the United States' decision to designate the Resistance Front, TRF, as a foreign terrorist organization and specially designated global terrorist. The TRF, a proxy of the Pakistan-based terrorist organization Laskar-e-Taiba, has been involved in numerous terror-related activities, including the heinous attack on civilians in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar appreciated the U.S. State Department and Secretary Marco Rubio for the decision. He added that this affirms the India-U.S. counter-terrorism cooperation. India has consistently emphasized the need for global cooperation in the fight against terrorism and the dismantling of terror infrastructure. The Indian Navy will commission its first indigenous diving support vessel, INS Nistar, at Visakhapatnam today. The name Nistar originates from Sanskrit and it means liberation, rescue or salvation. Designed and built indigenously by Hindustan Shipyard Limited at Visakhapatnam, Nistar represents a major step forward in India's pursuit of Atmanirbharta, self-reliance in defence manufacturing. In Jammu and Kashmir, Sri Amarnath Yatra resumed today after it was temporarily halted due to bad weather conditions in most areas in both Kashmir and Jammu divisions yesterday. Official sources confirmed that in view of improvement in weather conditions, the authorities allowed the 17th batch of Yatris to move from Bhagwati Nagar Jammu base camp early this morning towards Kashmir region. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Rajasthan and South Interior Karnataka today. The Met Department also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, West Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigasi has become the first player to secure a semi-final spot at the Freestyle Grand Slam in Las Vegas. The 21-year-old defeated Uzbekistan's Nodirbek Abdusattarov with an impressive 1.5 to 0.5 victory in the quarterfinals. With this win, Arjun is now one step closer to the championship title as he prepares for the semi-finals. In tennis, Anirudh Chandrasekhar and Rhys Stalder stormed into the men's doubles semi-finals of the Los Cabos Open in Mexico. And with that, we end this news bulletin.